This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Just a couple of quick notes. We'll be having our first coffee club meeting for the Adelaide Hills group, and that will be held at Cafe Bongiorno, 212 Blair Road, Mitcham. That was 212 Blair Road, Mitcham, on next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. So next Tuesday, 10 o'clock, the first trial run. We'll test out the restaurant and see how it goes for a coffee club venue. There's extensive parking at the front of the restaurant, and there's also parking within walking distance behind the Mitcham Community Centre and also alongside the Mitcham Railway Station. So if you're stuck for a park, there are plenty of parks around the place, or you can park in the shopping centre across the road. So that's the first item. So we look forward to seeing members and any visitors, anyone interested in amateur radio, wanting to talk about licensing or anything, more than welcome. The other thing is that we'll be running another foundation license class scheduled for the 31st of August, Saturday the 31st of August, later on in the month. We've already got about 12 starters, so the classes are fairly full. But if you know anyone that's interested, please get them to contact me on 041 8803 177, or better still, contact me by email, sending to vk5ph@wia.org.au. Thank you, and look forward to seeing you there on Tuesday. Cheers.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Yes, it's time to get your noise on. It's this week's Northeast Radio Club News, and I am Les, VK5KLD. Now, if you want to get yourself out of the shack on a Wednesday morning, then come along to the Tea Tree Gully Library for the weekly coffee club gathering. And remember, you can always round off the week with a QSO on the F-Troop Net on Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. Now, the fifth Friday lunch this month will be at the Kentown Hotel on Friday the 30th of August. And get there by about 12 noon for lunch. And this gathering will be a special event celebrating the life of our friend and fellow amateur, Wolf, VK5WF, who is now a silent key. So I hope to see as many of you as possible at this month's fifth Friday lunch. Now, the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday the 23rd of August at the Modbury West Community Hall, when we will be having a technical night. So get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And good luck to everybody that's taken part in the Remembrance Day contest this weekend. And don't forget to also listen out for those lighthouses that are on the air this weekend as well. So it should be quite a busy band over this weekend, with both the Remembrance Day contest and the lighthouse weekend. Well, that's all the news we've got for this week. Don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our group has been thinking hard lately about what might happen in the event of a large-scale emergency in our area. We recently watched a video that the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Group put up on YouTube entitled 2022 Barrack Emergency Readiness. This excellent video highlights a number of problems that have occurred during major emergency events here in Australia and overseas, where it's taken hours and in some cases days for official emergency response teams to arrive at the scene and begin to help those affected. The video is well worth watching. In response to this, we have had discussions on what course of action, if any, that our members may be able to take to provide emergency communications in the shortest possible time frame. We have reached out to the South East SES Operations Support Team and a dialogue has been established. Senior members of that team plan on visiting us at one of our activity nights to see what we are about and try to get a bit of an idea on what we might be able to provide in the event of a major emergency. At the same time, we will be looking to learn from the SES group. This group has fairly recently been reformed after it almost fizzled away to nothing, and the management team has restored the good working relationship with SAPOL and other groups such as the CFS and the AMBOs. They also have the ears of the headquarters group in Adelaide and have been very successful in getting equipment upgraded and training provided to their members. I believe that they are hoping that our great group may even be able to provide them with some new members for their unit, as there are already two or three of our members in their ranks. We are hopeful that only positives come from this interaction and that between the two groups significant advances can be made in our joint capacity to provide help quickly and efficiently in the wake of a major emergency. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.